Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
That's what they call me around here, Tyrannosaurus Rex. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Pete Sapp. Couldn't do without him, won't do without him. He's one of the best, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. And you can tell, folks, he's got his cornflakes together every time he joins us. He's got it squared away. Pete, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all that you do for small businesses.
My pleasure, my pleasure. And we've got a lot of work to do.
Still have a lot left to do. And I want to take this segment and talk and get you to tell us about where tax reform is. We got this bill here. You know, we got the tax reform bill, not the tax reform bill, the tax, tax cut bill, 10 months ago. And you know what? Pete, in the exit polls, apparently Republicans only got 50-50 on that. From what I can tell, okay, here it is. In fact, it is that way. Views of the Republican tax law. I'm looking at it right here. This is the Wall Street Journal, folks. View of the Republican tax law, 2017, 48 approved, 48 disapproved. How about that? Who would have thought?
Well,
in what universe,
Pete?
In what universe, Pete, is a tax cut? Even though I was critical of the bill, I wasn't critical of getting a tax cut. I was critical of the internals of how it was structured, but I wasn't critical of getting a tax cut. But in what universe are half the people against a tax cut? I don't get that.
Yeah, I think some of that is due to just general skepticism and disgust of politicians and the promises they make. There are many individuals who probably thought, yeah, they passed tax relief, but how much am I really getting out of this despite what they're promising? So that distrust factor is there. I also think, and we've talked a little bit about this on past segments, the tax reform bill essentially left about 25 million small business and self-employed filers to figure out whether they're going to get tax relief next year. I mean,
I'm telling you,
wage earners.
Yep. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. Wage earners got immediate tax reductions in their withholding. They had less taken out of their paychecks beginning this year. Small business owners have largely been told by their tax advisors, well, we don't know how the rules are going to be written.
That's right.
For your new 20% deduction and all. Wait till you file next year. So small business owners have basically had to go all this year without realizing most of the benefits.
That's exactly
right. There
are
going to be some from this law.
And, Pete,
and so that was a key constituency they overlooked.
I started warning people about this 9 months before the bill was passed. I warned them again 3 months before the bill was passed. I was critical of it when it passed, and I've written two or three articles since about how there are other ways this bill is going to hurt small businesses and at least not help them as much as it could have. And I've been critical of this bill, not against the cut, but how it was structured. And I wonder if part of that 48%, as you say, are small businesses who's, you know, here's one thing that was horrible, Pete. Some small business owners literally had to make a decision about whether to remain as a sub-S corp. Let me tell you something. No tax bill should have ever put a small business in that position.
Well, and going back from a sub-S to whatever form you decide to opt for, that's not some easy matter of filing a form.
If you change, Pete, you can't go back for 5 years.
That's right. And so those were hard choices that I think many small business owners faced. And they said to themselves, well, this bill really isn't doing anything for me in the here and now, I won't know if it's going to do anything for me.
It could be another
file in 2019.
Pete, it could be almost a year before we know, because people who file extensions won't even know what their tax bill, final tax bill, is going to be until they get it from their accountants the first week of October 2019. It could be almost it could be 50 weeks from them knowing, and yet they voted about something in the meantime. And I wonder about that. It wasn't good. Hey, Pete, is there any chance? There's no chance of 2.0 now, right?
No, one element of it for small business just might succeed.
What would that be, quickly?
It's the expansion of the startup tax deduction that has some business and Democratic support.
That won't help us, the rank and file, though. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Check them out. Support them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.